In Proverbs 10 and verse 12, the writer simply says that hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin. The latter part of that verse is quoted in 1 Peter 4 and verse 8, where Peter says, love will cover a multitude of sin. What is it about love that will cover a multitude of sin? Or, as the proverb writer said, will cover all sin. What attributes, what characteristics are there about love that will show us how it will cover a multitude of sin? In order to better understand biblical love, I invite you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians 13, where Paul discusses, among other things, the topic of love. In fact, this chapter is often called the Great Love Chapter. And in this chapter, he describes or gives various attributes or characteristics of love. Verse 7, it says of love that love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love bears all things. It does not broadcast the iniquities of others for all to see. It bears that knowledge to itself so that one does not have to see another's iniquity or sin. It believes all things. It wants to believe everything that a person says to us. If we have genuine love, we're going to believe them, unless, of course, what they say conflicts with the truth of God. It hopes all things. It believes in the general good of people, notices and hopes that people will indeed one day repent and make themselves right with God, and it endures all things. That is, it can take the strife and even the falsehoods, the accusations that are false, that are made against love. Love can endure that and work through that. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And that's why Paul says in the first part of verse 8 of 1 Corinthians 13, love never fails. It's never wrong to love. In fact, if love is the motivation for all that we say and do, success is guaranteed. Maybe not immediately, maybe not even in this life. But when our motivation is love for all that we say and do, then, friends, success will be proven in eternity.